The 2020 Winter Youth Olympic Games are coming up in January in Lausanne, Switzerland. It'll feature 1,800 teenagers from around the world. At least one of those athletes is from right here in Wisconsin. Charlie Thompson is a junior at Memorial High School in Eau Claire. He's been curling competitively since he was 12 and won the U18 National Championship when he was 15. Now at 17, he finds himself representing Team USA at the Youth Olympics. Charlie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I understand you've been on the ice for a long time now. How did you get started curling?
Well, I'm what I guess you'd call a third-generation curler. My grandpa started curling when he was a bit younger, and he brought my dad out actually 17 years ago. I know that because my grandpa brought my dad out when I was just a baby, and my dad knew of it as an opportunity to come drink with some guys and get away from the house for a little while. And as he got more interested in it, he brought me out when I was a younger kid, and now we're here.
Now, there aren't a lot of sports where people from different generations can necessarily play and compete together. Were you ever able to, actually be on a team with your dad?
You know, thankfully, yes. I was able to actually play in a league game with my dad and my grandpa at one point last year, and that was just fantastic. That was just a good moment, really.
We'll talk about your road now to a big stage here, the Youth Olympic team for the United States. So what did it take for you and your, you don't call it a team, right? Is it a rink?
Well, you can call it either, really.
Okay.
So we'll call it a team just for now.
Okay. How did you and the team get to this spot where you are representing the U.S.?
Well, it was certainly no short road. My team consists of me from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, one person from Ohio, and then two people from Massachusetts. So we pretty much are all around the country at this point. And before this team came together, I had met two of the players and never had more than a two-minute conversation with them.
Wow.
The structure of the Youth Olympic Games in curling is what makes it so interesting. It's mixed. Two guys, two girls. And it's an extremely narrow range of kids, and that's for the entire Youth Olympic Games. That's, I want to say, 14 through 17. And what we ended up having to do was we had to put a lot of faith in each other, a lot of faith in the fact that we've never really met. And as this team grew, we played a couple tournaments. We had a bunch of practice weekends. We came into Denver where the trials were had, an extremely strong team starting from absolutely nothing.
You ended up beating out, I understand, 10 other teams at these trials. Did you feel, coming in, that's a tall order. Did you feel confident with this new team that you had a shot here?
Well, I'll be entirely honest with you. I didn't think we were going to win the thing. I say that knowing full well how strong the teams we faced were. We were coming up against various national champions, players that I've known and played against for the last 5 years. So it wasn't just the fact that they were strong curlers. It's that there's history there. There's players I've beat, lost, and played with. It's such a tight-knit community coming up against them. It was daunting, to be fair.
So you'll be headed to Switzerland now, taking on teams from around the world. Do you have that kind of familiarity with international teams that you did with the American teams?
No, and that, I think, can both be a benefit and a problem. I knew exactly how every team we played in that trials was going to play. So we knew what to call. We knew what to throw. We knew how to make them miss. We don't have that same blessing when we're playing these international teams. And neither do they. So it's really going to be a true blank slate going in.
We're talking to Charlie Thompson, junior at Memorial High School in Eau Claire, and a member of Team USA's curling team at the 2020 Winter Youth Olympic Games in Switzerland. Charlie, what is your position on the team?
I'm the second, and I actually got there through that was not my original position on the team. For those who are aware of curling, there's four positions: lead, second, vice, and skip. Skip is the position that more or less decides the strategy of the game and throws the last rocks or the most crucial rocks. I initially, coming into this team, was the skip. And I had to make the decision after one of our tournaments where things just weren't clicking. Things just weren't going right. I had to kind of swallow some of my own pride, make the decision to move back and move another player up, and it worked out better than we could have possibly hoped for.
What do you do now in this new position? Where does that fit into the lineup?
I am the second because it's mixed. Lead and third have to be either guys or girls, and then second and skip have to be either guys or girls. So it's guy, girl, or okay. Girl, guy, girl, guy.
And what's the, you mentioned that the skip, it's important. It's the last shot mm-hmm. there. What is your strategy as the second?
Well, the strategy as the second, to an extent, is to do whatever the skip tells you to do. But I don't want to reduce the necessity of having a good lead in second. Our strategy for the trials, was to come in with an extremely strong first two players when we knew that all the teams we were playing would put their worst players at their first two spots. It was a legitimate strategy, and it ended up paying off perfectly.
Now, you are a high school student, as I just mentioned, and mm-hmm. you're training for this huge international event. Bit of a time crunch here and there?
I don't even know how to explain it. It's extremely daunting. I'm missing upwards of 3 weeks in January,
wow.
one of the most hectic times of the year for school. And I won't lie to you, I'm moderately terrified. But I've had the benefit of great help from Memorial High School. Every person I've talked to has said, you know what? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're going to help you get through it. And that's so helpful for a terrified 17-year-old.
As you're looking forward and trying to encounter that terror, mm-hmm. what are you thinking? How do you stay focused on just you and your team giving the best performance in Switzerland?
Well, one thing I did going into the trials was I tried to think as little as possible. Curling is one of those sports that you can really think yourself in circles. You can spend 5 minutes deciding on what you want to call for the shot and then miss it. Sometimes you just need to, what I've learned is I need to just go with my gut instinct, go with what I know works for me, which is just let the chips fall. And thankfully that worked out as well as it did.
Sounds like a great attitude. Charlie, congratulations on the opportunity
to
represent the U.S. and good luck in Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Charlie Thompson is a junior at Memorial High School in Eau Claire. We talked to him about curling for Team USA at the 2020 Winter Youth Olympic Games in Lausanne, Switzerland. The games take place every 4 years. They feature 1,800 athletes aged 15 to 18. The upcoming games will run from January 10th through the 22nd.